Well, Joel, you know, I love that kind of question because it gives us the ability to start from the beginning and remind folks of how to build properly balanced portfolios. So the question, again, is if you had $100,000 to invest right now, what would you do with it? You know, you got to start with just a real brief conversation about Harry Markowitz and asset allocation. Markowitz proved to just about everybody, certainly the Nobel Committee and the greater academic community, that you don't want a whole lot more than half your money in stock. You get more than half in stock, your risk keeps going up, your return line flattens out. It's the one thing, Joel, that most people aren't real good at. And the reason is, if the stock market's on fire, people mostly want stock. And if the stock market's getting hammered, people don't want stock. So you have to stick to your guns. So the second point is, make sure that you rebalance your $100,000 account every year. So if I put half in stock and that grows to $60,000, at the end of the year, I'm going to force you to sell and get back to 50-50. I just forced you to sell when prices are high. And conversely, if the markets get whacked and your half in stock is now $40,000, you want me to rebalance, sell off part of the bond portfolio, get back to 50-50 because that's where you should have been in the first place. On the half that's in bonds, you know, I'm so worried about what's going on in the bond market now with the inevitable rise in interest rates. That investors need to stay relatively short-term. Most of the bonds that we work with at the firm are under 6 years in duration. I said people suggest people stick to relatively short to intermediate bonds and also stick to quality. There's been so much money pouring into the junk end of the bond market, that'll end badly. So people need to do durations under 6 years in the bond portfolio and stick to good quality. On the stock side of the portfolio, the $50,000 you're going to invest in stocks, you know, I'd like to put a piece of that overseas. Of the 50 top wealth managers in the U.S., the average is to have 15% of your stock exposure outside the United States. That would be about 8,000 of the 50 should go overseas. And, you know, one of my favorite areas of the market domestically is large cap value. That's the area of big dividends. That's the safest area of the stock market. And, frankly, long term, one of the most profitable. So you don't need to chase the aggressive growth stocks to do well in the market. You just need to be in the market. So I would divide it between growth stocks and value stocks. I'd have an overweighting to the value plays. And I'd have a piece in overseas. And depending upon your appetite for risk, I'd either eliminate emerging markets and small cap exposure or perhaps give you a taste of that. So the simple answer for 100 grand, half stocks, half bonds, durations of under 6 years, stick to quality, and spread your money out with the 50,000 in the stock market, put a piece overseas, favor value stocks, and have a little toehold in the growth area of the markets.